Picture a very old natural landscape in need of protection. What comes to mind probably isn't that narrow row of vegetation that lines the beaches, the dense, spiky undergrowth that has to be crossed over on a boardwalk. For Floridians who live along the East Coast, it might come as a surprise to know that this type of environment makes up large portions of Florida's interior as well, where it's an ancient remnant of the ocean in flux.
So you start off that these are all systems that are built on a house of sand.
That's Dr. Hilary Swain, executive director of Archbold Biological Station, a research facility and conservation area in Venus, Florida. I recently visited Archbold for a Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition media event. Here, Dr. Swain explains that all of a scrub ecosystem's adaptations are based on ancient dune systems, brought into formation by the great architect, the ocean.
So that's why all those scrub systems in Florida generally run north-south, because they follow old ridges.
There's the Lake Wales Ridge where Archbold is located, the Ocala Scrub, a larger example, and Brevard County's own Barrier Island. Unfortunately, much of the coastal scrub has been cleared for housing, but a modern example can still be found at Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge. Aside from housing, scrub ridges have also been used for roadways. US 1 and I-95 are examples of this. To a large extent, they both follow ridges.
It's no coincidence that we put our roads down the ridges that were high and dry and they didn't flood.
And then there are the life forms found within scrub systems. The individual plants in this type of habitat can be hundreds and even thousands of years old. Dr. Swain says many of these plants have a large portion of their structure, what she calls their biomass, below ground.
It's like walking on a forest where you're just walking on the branches at the very top and everything else is underground.
Dr. Swain adds that some charismatic animal species like the Florida scrub jay and gopher tortoise are dependent on and highly adapted to the specialized conditions of these ecosystems.
Sometimes very dry, sometimes very wet, quite acid conditions, and then frequently hit by lightning, which cause large-scale fire. So adaptation to fire. There's hardly a thing in the scrub that isn't in some ways dependent on each other. It's this sort of classic, you know, you pull the thread in the sweater and everything else unravels.
So what does all this have to do with the Florida Wildlife Corridor? After spending some time at Archbold Biological Station discovering the fascinating scrub habitat, I sat in on a panel discussion led by Dr. Swain to find out more about the connection between Archbold and the proposed corridor.
We were founded by one of the great explorers of the last century. Richard Archbold mounted these expeditions to New Guinea and to Madagascar, just enormous expeditions.
And then, Swain says, Richard Archbold came here to Florida, fell in love with the Florida scrub, and now every day is a new biological exploration for Archbold's researchers.
So there's something really, really beautiful about the Florida Wildlife Corridor getting its start here, getting the sort of the birth of the idea, the sort of nascent concept started here at Archbold Biological Station in a workshop that we held in December 2009.
According to Swain, it's been particularly rewarding to Archbold scientists to know that their carefully collected data and research are informing a project that's engaging the public in the importance of connecting Florida's remaining wild lands.
We at Archbold know that we are not an island. We're not entire of ourselves, if you use the great John Donne poem. So we are dependent on other surrounding lands. We're dependent on our connection to surrounding ranches. We're dependent on our connection to other protected areas up and down the Lake Wales Ridge. We're dependent on a flow of species and a flow of genes and a flow of processes like fire and water to come through our site. It's particularly nice to welcome this team, the Florida Wildlife Corridor, here.
Fire crackles in a controlled burn on Archbold land. Out on a scrub tour with Dr. Swain and the Florida Wildlife Corridor expedition team, we see smoke plumes from the fire off in the distance.
And that piece of property that they're burning today, hooray, is actually what connects us to then a lot of other wonderful private lands that are also under conservation management to the north and west of us. So you guys, a little bit like, maybe a Native American group, are following that smoke plume tomorrow, that you'll be walking
right
through a recently burned site with a bit of luck. That's the direction for the Florida Wildlife Corridor tomorrow. Head for that smoke plume and then off the ridge and up the west side of the ridge.
For more information on the Florida Wildlife Corridor, visit WFIT.org. For WFIT, I'm Michelle Walker.